First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's Grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
I was just on the leaving a message for an E&E air conditioner.
Yeah.
He's my buddy over there, Paul. So, what is it on now?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I can hear you.
We got Paula in the house. Cinderella.
Paula.
She always dresses like a classy lady. And it's the opposite of me, too. I usually wear blue jeans, a shirt, and some sandals. But certain people, you can just see. Tammy, you're a classy. You always dress classy.
Not always, but okay. But
yeah. She has hair like a mermaid.
She likes the tank tops.
I actually do have long hair, yes. Yeah. That's why it's up on my head, because it's so hot when I'm passing out books.
You should see the food. That blue. If we can put that up.
Oh, my gosh. We can, actually. Hold on.
Yes. Blue Sake did unbelievable today.
I love blue sake. Yum.
You know, I say this to her, right? And you guys think about this. I have a lot of respect for you, Paula. And I tell you that, right, all the time?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And then I say this to this lady. So what happens is, like, Angie, like, if you tell her something, like, she might think that you're just being a salesman, right? Thinking I say it to everybody. And then you guys know, whoever does my show, ask me if I've ever said this before. I love Angie. She's unbelievable.
You've said it before.
Yeah, about Angie.
Yes, positively.
Right, okay. But I don't go around saying that, so like when I say it, there it is. Take a look at it on YouTube. Because we do have cameras in the studio, so we're showing it to, and we're live, too, on YouTube, too. Like, we actually, are we live on YouTube?
Yeah.
So what that means is, like, someone goes to YouTube right now, are we pop up? Like, they can click on us? Is that right, Tom? He's shaking on the radio, Tom. I love it. Tom was shaking his head yes.
That is correct, sir.
Yes.
Well, speaking of shaking, I mean, that's a great song by Eddie Money. What's her musical theme today?
We're doing a song. We're going to be doing something for Suncoast Custom Engines. And he said something with one bottle of bourbon, one bottle of beer.
Well, that sounds George like George Thorogood.
Yeah, can we play that? And then before we play that, and he said it was with a certain guy that was the famous one. I guess he did it hooked up with somebody. I have it on my phone. I can find it. And you know what I did is I text that information to someone, what the phone was, what the song was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably thinking, what the heck is this? Because instead of taking notes, sometimes I'll just text to random people so it's in my text. Is there a way of taking notes on the phone?
Yeah, you can put notes in. I don't do it, though. I use a pad and paper.
So back to Blue Sake, right? So she's right there where the Subway is. And Tammy, thank you for showing the food.
Oh, sure.
And it was eaten, though, some of it. So it's really,
yeah.
That was
a lot of the appetizers. She put several different appetizers in. And she has my favorite. What are those called?
Crab Rangoons.
Crab Rangoons, because they're different. They don't taste like anybody else's. She puts, I don't know, because inside it's got real crab, but it's a yellow sauce instead of just a regular cream cheese, but it is delicious. They're my favorite.
Yeah, and then if you go back there, which I've been allowed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see, I'm not going to say who, customers of mine open up cans, right? I'm not going to say who they are, but not to say that's bad either, because I, can stuff could be good. but not Angie. Angie cuts everything fresh. I watch her cut the mushrooms.
Well, just look at the little decoration she puts in here. She cuts it fresh and makes little designs. I love it.
Yeah, like look on YouTube.
It looks like a flower. Look how beautiful.
Yeah, and all the food is served that way, too.
All of it.
Right. You know, I used to go to a place in downtown Dunedin. I can't remember the name. But they would always slice up next to them. I would get two eggs, home fries, toast, and bacon. And you know what would be on the side also?
Tomato.
A little a slice of orange twisted, a couple strawberries. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know who used to do that? Oh, what was the name of the restaurant? It's right there across from the Blue Jay Stadium. He's not there anymore. But
Irish.
Yeah, Irises.
Irises.
He used to do that, yes.
Yeah, he was our big-time advertiser. And that just shows you how one... It's now called another name, but it just shows you how certain people think differently on how to run a business.
Mm-hmm. Benedict's has very beautiful display.
Yes. Right.
They use pretty plates. They make everything look beautiful and nice. They have crepes. It's very good there as well.
The best breakfast I ever got was from our place.
Yes.
Yeah, keep talking.
Our place, I love all their food. Everything is homemade. I mean, it's just, there hasn't been one thing there that I haven't loved. And believe it or not, I mean, most people think, I have to go to an Italian place to get, like, spaghetti, or I have to go to a steakhouse to get steak. At our place, it's like he specializes in every dish. Like, I have, I don't know how many people that I know and clients and stuff, they go there just to get the spaghetti because they're like, it's so good.
I like the chicken parm.
Oh, the chicken parm is very good. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love everything. His chili is good. Like when I just want to have a cup of chili for lunch or something. Mm-hmm. Grilled cheese. Like there is so much cheese on that grilled cheese. It is like 10,000 calories, but so good.
Lobster
everything.
Roll. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything. And their desserts. You know, they make everything in-house. Mm-hmm. So it's either Greg himself or his sister that is making like all the cakes and the pies and the cookies and all that stuff. Everything's homemade. And right now they are doing delivery. So anybody who wants to stay at home, you can get Uber Eats or Bite Squad and get your food delivered right to your house from our place.
And I've been chasing Greg down to do an interview with me on Saturday for my show.
But, he's so busy. I may be able to help you with that.
Eat, shop, and play. I figured it'd be perfect.
Sure. Yeah, he's very busy, especially just he's always doing something or remodeling something or running around. He's a genius, though, I tell you. I've learned so much about business from Greg. Like, anybody who's ever going to open a restaurant seriously should hire him as a consultant. He's done this so many times. Like, he used to have big, huge restaurants in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when they moved back here, he's had several different places. He had two R places, think about this, on the same street.
Yes, he did.
And they both were busy. How does that, you know what I'm saying? That says a lot. I mean, literally within, four blocks of each other, they were both busy. He's doing something right.
He sure is.
You know, so he's very smart when it comes to running a restaurant and doing business. I mean, he's just, and him and Jay are just, they're lovely. They are the best people ever. I just love them.
They come over and ask you how you are, you know, if they recognize you, they're just super nice.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. That is what I believe. People keep coming back there for a reason. One of those reasons is that personal experience. You know, they walk up, like, people like to say, I know the owner of this place.
Right.
Like, they sat down with me, you know, he bought me a coffee. Like, that makes a big difference to people, you know, because there may be other restaurants that are serving, you know, maybe the same food, who knows, but they're not busy. Why is that?
Exactly, because the owner is in Tahiti.
Right, exactly.
And you don't even know his name for sure.
Right. Well, like, you know, all the corporate places, like, everything is just, you know, you're kind of like a number. You go in, you sit down, you do this, and then bye. Quit taking our table up.
And it's not like that at all. It's always something different when you go in there.
Absolutely. And actually, it's a very good place to have little meetings at. Like, I always, when I have to meet people, just the last week, Brian and I met a client there. It's beautiful outside. We were sitting outside and we were there for a very long time. So, you know, it was a great place to do that.
That is great. Yep. Well, I'm still kind of stuck on Vegas in my head.
I know. Yeah. He had a big place there. Yeah. Real big place in Vegas. But like I said, he's a genius.
So let's talk a little bit about my favorite restaurant, Blue Sake.
Blue Sake.
Oh, I like the coconut water there.
Right.
Oh,
why is it that like they cut everything fresh to order?
Well,
and then some people use cans. What is the
deal? Some people, I think that they can get away with saving a little money maybe and not doing things fresh and doing things out of a can or ordering it from, you know, a company, which there's a lot of companies out there that sell a lot of, you know, different kinds of chicken and whatever. But when you do something homemade, you can taste the difference.
Yes, for sure.
And did you ever see the decor inside there?
I love it in there. It's so peaceful. Mm-hmm. Everything is turquoise and beautiful, and she plays peaceful music. It's like sitting in a spa. I love it.
It is. Blue Sake.
An underwater Shangri-La.
Yes, you are so right. So
Blue
right.
Blue Sake.
And she's such a sweetheart. Do you remember that time? Listen, all I did, she goes back, she travels a lot. I mean, probably not right now, but she travels a lot all over the place. And I told her that I loved her shoes. She had these beautiful thong, they were heels, and they had a peacock in stones with blue and white. I mean, they were gorgeous.
Wow.
I was like, oh my gosh, I love those. And she was like, oh my gosh, do you? She's like, oh, what size do you wear? So we were just talking, whatever. And you know, the next time she made a trip, she bought me a pair of those shoes and gave them to me.
What a lovely woman.
You know,
that's so sweet.
That's what I say about her is love.
She is.
And I see like what she does. A lot of people depend on Angie, right?
Yeah.
Like she's the person, the rock.
Yeah.
And every like little circle of friends, there's a rock, right?
Yep.
There were in families, they call it the patriarch, or for a woman, what's it called?
The matriarch.
Mm-hmm. Matriarch. She's the matriarch.
If it's a patriarch, it's often the godfather. So usually the matriarch, you know, is the one.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of wisdom, like Jay Sean, right? He moved to Ohio yesterday, right?
Really?
Right. So I got to spend a lot of time with him over the last 2 weeks, right? And especially the last week, right? And he was coming to me, coming with me to doing stuff like at events I go to and things like that where I spoke. And he just was, you could tell when someone's hungry for knowledge. Right. So generally it's the younger people, like 20, 25, right? And then the wisdom comes to the older people, but then you don't have the same energy you do when you're younger. So you don't have to learn the hard way, right? There is a easier, softer way where you can model people, right? And you can, and he's, you can just see all the questions he asks, you know, and I don't want to say naive, but almost like the questions they ask is like you would think it's common sense answers. But in the end, the last week that I got able to spend with him, it might not have happened, right? Because I was maybe going to be house sitting at this house for a week, right? So if I was able to do that house sitting at this house, I wouldn't have been able to spend the week I did with him. Mm. And it was the first time like we hugged, right, before he left, and he was crying.
That's a blessing that you got to be with him.
Right, but, and actually I was fighting to be a house sitter somewhere.
Wow.
You see the opposite, how it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Sure I'm do. Glad that I wasn't house sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a nice house with a pool in the backyard and all that, you know, I was just going to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do it. And then, see, that's where, and I can't say I always do this, but that's where you let go and let God.
That's right.
You know, if God doesn't answer your prayers, it's not maybe, you know, maybe he has something better.
Sure does.
It's either yes or no, not now.
Right.
Or maybe I have something better for you.
I've been glad a few times after he said no and I didn't understand and then I got something so much better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got to be. And then sometimes I get angry, right?
Don't we all?
Like where it's not right. So that's why I always tell people, listen to the message, not the messenger.
It's true.
Because if you're quoting scripture, like do unto others as what should be done to you.
It's what you would have done under you.
Right. That doesn't mean I do that.
Right.
But that is the message. Give and ask no reward.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's the message. Do I do that? No. And love with no price tag. Think of some of these things. There's this, if we all could do that, it's a beautiful way of living. How can I have less stress in my life and be more at peace?
If we're more concerned about giving than taking.
Yes.
That makes a big difference.
Right. That is, you know what? That's the answer.
Speaking of that, Tammy and I are working on a project. So.
Good.
Something good will come of it.
Good. Tammy did this thing with the elderly. You know, they got killed with this corona thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy did this thing with the corona where, before the corona, I mean. And she allowed me to be part of it. I would say it that way. And what she was doing is she was going into the old age homes on holidays. And she was bringing gifts mm-hmm. and cake and all that. And we were able to go into the old age homes, right? And the guy gave himself to the Lord. And he was like 90 years old. And he was from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And that he all his whole life he said he didn't believe in God. Tammy just came back in. The guy from Boston. That
oh,
gave
that
him,
was awesome.
Yeah, and I was just telling him how you let me be part of that. And so you go into these rooms. Of, I don't know how we got on this, but anyhow, we go into these elderly rooms, right? And they'll tell you that no one visits them.
No one.
80% of the people that are there don't get a visitor. So, like, yeah. When I would say we were going to leave the room, they were almost like holding your hand, don't leave.
Right, exactly.
But where I'm going to go with this is wisdom. Remember earlier I said patriarch and matriarch? If people that are young, one, you'll be doing something good, right? The purpose in life, if I said your purpose in life was constant thought of others, right? What a way to live. Constant thought of others and care that other people do well. And then not think of yourself. But really have other people's best interests.
And honestly, you will have a very peaceful life.
That's what we just were saying. So we did that with the elderly. Tammy's been doing it. She let me be part of it.
Yeah.
And we went into each room. One lady was 109 years old.
109.
Yeah. And she and the wisdom they have.
Absolutely.
Now, I guess with the corona, you can't do that.
They've been in lockdown since March.
So it was really neat.
Miserable.
So we got a caller.
Gary is on the line.
Okay. Real quick, Gary, before we go to you, we're going to go to a song. There's two guys out there that just are unbelievable. They're called the Good Old Fellas, right? And they're called Suncoast Custom Engines. Suncoast Custom Engines. Suncoast Custom Engines. Say it three times, please.
Suncoast Custom Engines. Suncoast Custom Engines. Suncoast. I can't do it.
Okay. Number three, she laughs. She can't do it.
Suncoast Custom Engines.
Very good. We're going to play a song dedicated to Suncoast Custom Engines. They're right off of Almerton Road in Largo. And these are the good old boys. And they do race cars. So if you know they can build race cars, they can fix your car. So they'll bring your car over the finish line. And here it is, Suncoast Custom Engines.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job, therefore I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I say, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch. Since I don't know when I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk. I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon. I'm drinking scotch. I'm drinking beer. Look down at the bar. Here comes the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, all right.
Well, there you go. And then later on in the show, we're going to play Sweet Home Alabama in honor of Suncoast Custom Engines. They're there in Largo. So if you Google, just Google Suncoast Engines. And their business is doing great. And I said, you know why their business is doing great? Because they're good people.
They are. They're so awesome over there. You know, they do fabrication. So anybody who wants to, like, pimp their car out, they can do anything. Put the graphics on there. Change your color. Put on cool tires. Add different parts. Build something for you. They do it all.
Yeah, they just were adding an air conditioner to a GTO. And I don't know the year. I forgot to ask.
Ooh, a goat.
But they can build custom engines.
Right, right.
Suncoast Custom Engines. They can build it from the ground up.
Right.
Not a lot of people can do that. You know what I mean? Do the framework. Just build a,
you know, they
build
used to
race
work with
engines.
NASCAR car. Yeah, they have built NASCAR engines for NASCAR. So
yeah, these guys are the real deal.
Like actually, right before this quarantine situation, they were in Daytona, and I guess it was right when all the quarantine stuff was happening, and they told them they couldn't be there anymore, so they had to leave early. But yeah, they were in Daytona.
Suncoast.
Custom engines.
That's right.
And then we have Blue Saki. Everybody say Blue Saki.
Blue Saki.
Blue Saki. Okay. So now we got the next gentleman on. He's the president of the Boy Scouts.
Oh, Gary, right?
Gary. Yes. So let's have Gary on.
Well, hello. Hi, Brian.
How are you, buddy? So yeah,
great. I was hearing about all this good food that you have over there from Blue Saki.
Yeah, I'm glad you said Blue Saki, because there's a few times I say, like, I watch, what's it called? Thank you for saying that, Gary. I watch Shark Tank, and people kept saying, one time I was interested in what they were doing, my business, our business, and then they didn't have a logo shirt on either. They never said the name of the business until the end.
Wow.
So when I saw that, I was thinking, I listened to a few of my radio shows, and I did the same thing a few times.
Oh.
Right? So what happens is, when you're talking about a business, say Suncoast Custom Engines.
And keep
saying it. I overdid it here as a joke, but Suncoast, or Blue Saki, right? Blue Saki. You know, just keep saying the name. So, you know, that's the deal. And then Frank's Pizza, right? He's the guy that supplies the show every week, like clockwork.
Wow.
He supplies two pizzas. He supplies meatballs. And, you know, just real quick about Frank. He owned Fritzy Freeze, right? There were six cooks back there. Right? Six. There was a line outside that you had to wait like 20 minutes just to place your order.
Wow,
right?
That sounds good.
So now he sells the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the greatest example I've ever had. Sorry, Gary, I just wanted to just tell the squirrel.
No, that's great.
Yeah, so he sells the place, right? Frank's Pizza. He's in Dunedin. So now you got to sit down and wait to sit at his place, right? Because he's such, that's Frank. It's like he's like at the golden touch, right? So then the guy takes it over. He's from like Greece or something like that. So he calls in Valpak, he cancels the order with Valpak. He calls in Savers Digest, he cancels the order with Savers Digest. This is what he tells me. And I called in the St. Pete Times and I canceled it. And he goes, now it's your turn, I'm canceling it. Now Frank had my front cover, right? I said, okay.
Yeah.
So 6 months later, guess what? Down to one cook.
Oh.
Right? Down to one cook. So I just went in there and I said, what's going on? There used to be six cooks here, you know, and I was being a wise guy, but I purposely said that to him. I regret it. It's kind of, from a spiritual sense, it's wrong. But I said, why don't you have six cooks going? And where's the line?
Mm.
Right? Frank would give away a free soft serve cone, right? And if you buy one. But the next thing you know, you're buying, like, I remember one time I went there and spent almost $50 on my family. Mm-hmm. People got burgers, and then you get a habit of going there,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that just shows you how one person can run a business, Frank, from Frank's Pizza. And then that shows you how another person can run a business.
Into the ground.
And then here's what happened almost a year later. They were closed.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that coming.
So I met with the landlord. I said, I met with the landlord, a real nice guy. He was like 85 years old, and he's just like, isn't that amazing? This was the hottest spot in town when Frank owned it, and then another guy takes it over, and a year later they're closed.
Wow.
So what does that tell you? Like, what do you get out of that story?
That Frank is an excellent business owner, and that you have to give a little, and it comes back to you tenfold. Like with the ice cream cone. That's right. A good reason to come back. Like, who doesn't want to come back? Your kids will want to go every time because you get a free ice cream cone.
So what are your thoughts on what happened? That's really short and sweet. And I mean, really, what are you thinking? Why it went under in a year? And like, how can one person run a business one way and another person runs a business another way? What do you think,
Gary?
They
don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing.
And greed.
Right. And it was happened with Johnny's Italian Restaurant, too. He's a real neat guy. And he would just give away a free dinner if you find the misspelled word. And then 90% of the people that go out to eat never go by themselves.
I love Johnny.
And that forced everybody to read his ad. He was a real neat cat, too. But if you go by Johnny's Italian Restaurant, there's about a half hour wait there.
Always. It's yeah. so good there.
Right. So he yeah. does that. And then my friend Julian used to work there. He was 17 years old. He owns Julian's yeah. Italian Restaurant in Dunedin on Patricia. And when he was 17 years old, he made food for me. And now he's like 40 years old. And he's the one success story that I think I really feel that I watched from the ground up. Julian's Italian Restaurant. Unbelievable food there. I mean, you want to talk about in the service, the decor, everything. I mean, if I had to pick an Italian restaurant, it would be between Frank's and Julian's.
And where's Julian's again? I've never
He's
been
on there. Patricia Avenue, right where the Save-A-Lot is.
Okay. Right.
Or the KFC there on the corner uh-huh. in that plaza, next to Bell's Outlet.
I'll have to check that out.
Check out Julian's.
Been to both. It is a toss-up.
Yes. Really. Unbelievable. So anyhow, Gary, what you got going on?
Oh, a lot. First of all, I just want to thank you for letting me come on the air with you.
Of course.
I think your radio station is great, and I listen to it a lot, and I just love it.
Thank you.
Well, very good. We're also heard in Tampa on 104.3. It's 106.1 FM in Pinellas. It's also on 1340 AM in Pinellas. And then we have cameras in the studio, so you can also, right now, we're live on YouTube.
Yep. Well, great. Say hello to all my friends on YouTube.
There you go.
And I have a show on Saturdays, Eat, Shop, and Play, at 11. So tune in on Saturday.
I will.
So what you got, remember, I know, Gary, you're doing a lot with... There is something, like what I was just saying, how you can mentor someone, how you know, you don't have to take the path that's wrong. You can teach, right? And I use the word teach. But when I teach, I ask people that if you do think what I'm saying, because we have that called, what's called the language of the heart, you know mm-hmm. if someone's telling you the truth, you can feel it. It's not that you think about it, you feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, like if
that's
I
right.
say to you, do one to others as you would want none to you, you would know that's true, right?
Right.
If I said to you, hurt people, hurt people, and you see someone hurting and they're being mean to you, instead of getting angry at them, because if you get angry at them, you can't be of help to them.
Right.
So then if you say, how can I be of help to this person? God save me from being angry. Thy will be done. Right.
Everybody seems to be forgetting that these days, and they're right. just angry with each other all the time.
And the reason I say this is Gary works with kids.
Oh.
Right? He works mm-hmm. with the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
So now...
Great organization.
Great organization. But the thing is, you change people's lives. Do you know that, like, I think it's like, it's a high percentage, and I'm misquoting it, but the Fortune 500 companies, right, almost like, I think it's like 40% of them became Eagle Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if it's that. What is the number on that? But if you become an
420,
Eagle.
420.
Yeah.
Out of the 500.
Wow. So it's even higher than I thought.
It's a huge, yeah. huge honor and undertaking for the boys. And my brother right. was one. And I remember him going through the process. It's an amazing thing.
Right. And fun, too, right?
Well, yeah, fun.
Because if you don't get me wrong, can you be successful with less stress?
Yeah.
Think of those words.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be successful with less stress? And I think how you be successful with less stress is to think of others.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're doing, Gary. You're molding our future. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. First of all, I don't work only with the Boy Scouts. I work with... the Harbor Club in Safety Harbor. They take care of abandoned and abused kids. Friends of the Children out of St. Petersburg, Florida. They take care of mentoring kids. The Police Athletic League in Pinellas Park. Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay, Youth for Human Rights, Applied Scholastics International, and Microsoft International on their program dealing with kids. So those are some of the organizations that I work with.
You have your hands full. What a great guy you are.
Well, I run an organization called A Future for Youth in Florida. And you'll find that on a website called Alignable. That's like Align, A-L-I-G-N, and Able, A-B-L-E. And you can find out all about me on there. I've got all of the stuff.
We're on Alignable, aren't we, Brian? The show is.
Yes,
and that's
our
how
show.
You found
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we're on Alignable.
Okay,
yeah.
So good. What I do is, the whole premise of the whole thing is that if you take care of the children, they'll end up taking care of you.
Right on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're vitally important. And right now, we've got the COVID thing and all this kind of stuff, but you know what? We're going strong. Right in the middle of it.
And more so, and because I'll tell you this, because since there is no school, it is important that kids have a source to go to, even if it's online, but to be mentored. It's important right now more so. Do you know suicide rates are up? I don't like talking about this because I don't want people to hear this. But, you know, teenage suicide rates are way up. Children's suicide rates are way up. Murders are way up in all these cities.
Domestic
crime
violence.
It's 240% up. 200.
Right.
Domestic violence is up. So people need to know that if you live by spiritual principles, if you can, right, these principles will never let you down. But then you ask someone, do you know what the spiritual principles are? Just imagine they don't. But if you live where you have confidence and you have courage and you have a winning attitude, you can do anything in life.
That's right.
And that's what you instill in these kids, is to be self-confident. I wonder how many lives the Boy Scouts have saved, actually.
Many.
Well, with our program that we're doing now.
You hear what I just said there? Saved lives.
Well, my brother, like I said, became an Eagle Scout, started with Cub Scouts. And I have to say, he ended up being a first responder, saved hundreds of lives and served in the military. And again, saved lives there and has made his whole life, you know, dedicated to that. And of course, Eagle Scout. I mean, I know that made a difference.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'll give you one example that might help people think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 12-year-old boy, and he was doing fire safety merit badge. And he had completed everything except one thing, which is he had to do an evacuation drill in his house 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
He did it 3 times. Fourth time, his sister wouldn't get out of bed.
Oh, no.
So he had to come to me. I'm an adult, you know, a lot of prestige. I got stuff all over my shirt. And he's 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he has to come up to me and admit that he didn't do the last part of it because his sister wouldn't get out of bed. And that was tough for him. He could have lied to me and I wouldn't have known the difference.
Correct.
But he chose to tell the truth. So because of that, we worked with him and we got him his badge. But he learned a lesson he'll never forget. And that is, by telling the truth, he got more, farther, faster than if he had lied. And that's a lesson he'll take with him his whole life.
And other people too, right?
Yeah.
Other people too.
It does my heart good.
I almost don't want to say this because you're supposed to do good and keep it a secret, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I found, I was talking about Jay Sean. He was with me driving around and I'm talking to him. Guess what? How often does this happen? I found $20 outside of Lovin' Pizza. Right? A $20 bill just sitting there. How often does that happen? I mean, my eyes lit up and I was on it like a cat on a mouse. Right? And do you know that when I walked into Love and Pizza, it was 50-50. I can't say it was 100%. You know, should I not say nothing? Should I say something? What should I do? What's the right thing to do? And then, of course, Jay Sean was saying, give me it. Give it to me, right? So, Bill, I walk up and I say, Bill, did someone lose a $20 bill? And do you know what he said? I can prove it to you because I lost $20 on a delivery. And it was wrapped in the ticket, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I give him the $20 bill, right? And I say, well, it was outside, right? But I got to be honest with you. To do the right thing because it's right wasn't easy. I wish I could say I just did it and that's just the right thing to do. But to give, you know, just to ask someone randomly, did you lose $20? Think about it. And I'm wondering what percentage of people would have done that. What do you think the percentage are that would have kept the 20?
90.
No. Nope.
50. What do you think?
Most would have turned it in.
Really?
Really? You believe
good.
That?
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I do.
You think good of mankind. Well, I can tell you, Jay Sean didn't want to turn it in. So.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's good.
I hope that it really is.
Yeah, but realistically, that's not true. Most people wouldn't have.
Well, realistically. I'll tell you some.
Realistically, yep. I don't believe that. I don't.
Okay.
I would hope that would be the case, but I don't think so. I think if you find $20 outside, just and you're not going to tell anybody, I think most people actually wouldn't tell.
Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody went down Fort Harrison Avenue in their car, and money was blowing out of the window.
Oh, my goodness.
So people ran around and collected the money and then called the police and said, you know, we found all this money. It was blowing out of a car going down the street. And they found the guy.
That's a wonderful story. That is.
Yeah.
That gives you faith in mankind. And it is the right thing to do.
Maybe we need some more faith, Brian.
Yes. You know, faith is not believing that God will. You know, faith is knowing that God will, right?
It's the evidence of things not seen, you know, in Hebrews.
That's right. Like, what do you do when no one else is around?
Absolutely.
Right, that's the definition of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
When no one's watching, you do the right thing.
Yep.
That's right.
That's integrity. So anyhow, Gary, I mean, I really hope you're right that most people... I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to put $20 outside, right? And I'm going to see if that person gives it back to me. You want to do that test? I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll drop it at a store or something. Do you know, I can tell you this with I've done this before. We just randomly went around giving money away.
Yeah.
And you know what? I felt so good. There is something to feeling good by giving.
Gary, a couple of years ago I wrote a children's book and illustrated it. Maybe I could work with you to get some books, you know, for the kids to you somehow?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, she's an author and writer of kids' stories. Wow, that fits right in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something real quick, right? I've got 2,200 kids in Pinellas County. And last year I sponsored 400 of those kids in scouting because they were from single-parent families or they were adopted or foster kids or something like that. Wow. And so now I've got the virus and people are out of work and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to have more this year. I figure probably about 500 out of the 2,200 that I'm going to have to sponsor. So far I've raised $39,000 for that. I've got another 61 to go and I'll be able to make it. But I've had some very generous people and I know that it was tough for them, but they did it anyway. Because they realize what it's about. You got the kid at home. He's not going to school. He's having trouble, you know. He can't see his friends. All of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And we solve it.
And it is tough, you know. I've tutored children before, and as you know, and you know the whole thing with the parents having to homeschool their own children, that's always tough because you know what the child won't do for their parent, I could come in as an objective outsider and the child would respond to me, you know, and do their homework or, you know, learn with me. So there's so many hidden challenges that, you know, maybe people don't even realize right now with all of this, you know, the new rules and the homeschooling. It's hard on children in general. And, you know, Tammy and I, with our project that we have coming up, I'm hoping that we can work with you on that too and help some sure. children because we believe in it. We believe in your cause. We believe in the Boy Scouts. And as hard as it is on us adults in a lot of ways, I mean, for the children that already have tough situations, I mean, I can't even imagine. It must be.
Yeah, because 30, real quick, though, just real quick, 30% of the kids get their only meal from school.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to open up the schools. It's the really, it's the opposite of what people think. It's the underprivileged kids that benefit from school where they get access to a computer.
Mm-hmm.
They get access to food. You know, you're in a house, if your mom is a crack addict and she takes the food stamp card and gets, mm-hmm. sells the food stamp card, right?
Yeah.
And then just spends their money on these, it's very dangerous. And I get the other side, the coronavirus, but the thing is that right now, kids under 18, they were saying in the state of Florida, and someone can correct me on this, under 18, only one person has died. One. More kids have died from car accidents or the flu. Ironically, they'll suffer more from the flu than they do from the corona.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really, they're young. They have an immune system, right?
Right.
And these kids need to go back to school. And then what about the parents that can't go to work because they got to watch their kids?
Right.
And it's going down, especially here in like Wednesday, it's down at 5%. So in other words, of every 100 tests, 5% tested positive. So it's for the first time, it dropped dramatically on Wednesday. So, I mean, that's my feelings on it, too, on that. Just real quick, want to read this? Read it a little bit. These are great people of ours that are doing stuff there in air condition.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 5 trucks on the road, and he's, like, so busy that sometimes it's just so hard for them to get to all the orders. Right now it's hot out, so just do a little.
E&E Glidden Air Conditioning, new AC system, as little as $100 monthly. There's a free UV light with purchase of a new unit, 10 years parts warranty, $65 AC inspection or repair call, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call 727-546-4343. It's too hot to not have AC right now. That's E&E Glidden Air Conditioning.
There you go. And that's the guy, Paul, too, and the young lady that runs it there. And they're going to come on the radio, but they're so busy, they can't even get on the radio right now. And they're new AC systems, as little as 100 monthly, 10-year part warranty. But as a matter of fact, remember when we said earlier, E&E. What is that? It's excellence in excellence? Glidden Air Condition? What do you think? Give me an E&E, Gary.
E&E. Excellence in energy.
Entrepreneurial and ecstatic.
E&E. Remember we said that. When you think air conditioned, think E&E. E&E. Glidden Air Condition. Their phone number is 727-546-4343. 727-546-4343. E&E Glidden Air Condition. So, Gary, in closing, I'd just like to say a few things and then let you close the show.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Blue Sake. They deal with Thai food. They deal with sushi. They also have Uber Eats and all those things you can have to have the food delivered, mm-hmm. right? They have tableside dining, which is unbelievable, the decor inside. And then you have a person of love who runs it, Angie. So, I mean, you can't beat that. And when you ask to speak to Angie, just see how there's a glow around her, and she's such a wonderful person. So that's Angie from Blue Saki.
Don't want to interrupt you, but we have a last minute caller from A Frame of Mind over in Palm Harbor. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, this is Bunny.
Wow, that's good. You know, we only got 2 minutes to go. Is it possible? Just tell us, Luke. We got Gary on. He's the president of the Boy Scouts.
I'm not the president, but anyway, that's fine.
Well, I always thought you were. You're the president of your organization, though, right?
Yes, of course.
Right. So, yes, of course. And you do all the fundraising and stuff. But anyhow. Gary, so tell us a little bit about the frame company you got going there.
Well, it's called The Frame of Mind. We're located at 1492 Alternate 19. We're usually open during this pandemic Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. And right now, we're currently offering a 15% off of our custom frames for this month of August.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you guys did some stuff for us. And, you know, you would think people would be talking about, I have Malone signed. He's the highest paid football player. So I have a signed jersey by him.
Oh, you know. Yes. That's beautiful. We had lots of comments.
I have had more comments on the frame than the actual the shirt, the jersey itself. Like, people said, who framed this?
Oh, great. Well, it's very impressive.
The framing was beyond par. It was like... When I looked at it, I was thinking to myself, you guys do a good job. No. You know, the enemy of great is good. You guys do a great job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's all done with love, I assure you.
Well, we were using that word about Blue Saki. You know, the love. They have a lot of love there at Blue Saki.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were saying that, and then you say done with love. Because I really believe...
We're a small business, and everything is very hands-on and done with love.
Yeah,
love what we do.
That's right. If you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life.
Yes, true.
Right? So I would like to thank E&E Air Condition. I would like to thank Blue Saki. I would like to thank Suncoast Custom Engines, right? And then I would like to, well, how do you say the frame company's name?
It's A Frame of Mine, M-I-N-E.
And do you know why they do that A thing, by the way, years ago? Do you know what the trick was?
No,
I bet you're an old company.
Yellow Pages.
Right.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right. That would put you up on the front of the line. Right. So A.
Very clever.
Because you wouldn't be. But then I would name my company. You know what I would name my company?
What would you name your company?
A Frame of Mind.
Oh, very clever.
And I'd go
get
ahead.
Get a leg up. Yeah.
You know, that's what the guy from AA Absolute, he's on my front cover, but he calls himself AA Absolute Tree Service because of that.
Have a great week.
That's brilliant.
Paul, you come on.
I never thought about that.
A&E Air Condition, Suncoast Custom Engines, and the love of Angie from Blue Saki, A-Frame of Mine, Gary from the Boy Scouts and helping out the kids, and of course, Paul Lee.
Cinderella.
And then thank Tammy and Tom in the booth. God bless you. Taking care of business.
BeAScout.org. BeAScout.org. BeAScout.org.
What was that? BeAScout what?
.org.
BeAScout.org. BeAScout.org.
All right, buddy. You're the best, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
Sure.
And thank you, A-Frame lady.
Thank you so much.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.